We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Amud Aleph. We are beginning the brand new Perek Get Pashut. So, Get Pashut is not a continuation of what we learned in the past few Prokim. Past few Prokim learned about Yerusha, Be'amat Ashchimira, Kinyonim, different things. And Get Pashut, for sure, most of the beginning talks about Get Pashut. Talks about a Get. What is a Get? A get is lav davka, a divorce document. A get can refer to any shtar is called a get, like the first Rishpamari points out, like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, a get choyv she'im bayachrayis. Get refers to any type of shtaris and not davka, a divorce document. Tosfos points out that get this Mishnah, this parak of get pashut, really belong in Masechtas Gittin, and parak hanazokin, that's in Masechtas Gittin, really belongs somewhere in the three bavas. As Tosfos points out, if you look at the fourth line of Tosfos on top, it says, "Bahai milsa shayech lemisti bahai perikim v'loy mistechas gittin v'hashem shayech lemisti a perik hanazokin v'loy b'seid hanazokin." Why? He's saying that's what really should be is that this should be in gittin and zokin should be here. But he says no, it's not. Everything is exactly what it's supposed to be. The hacha agav the tana perik mishemais bekoisiv star shekoisiv kol nachasa v'abriyah talks about different stories. So therefore, we talk about shtaris vaita. Again, get pasha doesn't mean dafka get. The divorce document means any shtar. Therefore, it does have a shaychis. And the Masechtas Gittin, since in Perek HaShaleach, we're talking about Tikkun Olam, so we continue with Perek Nezokin. But it does belong here, but it's not about anymore about the Shchimira, it's about Gittin. Zok the Mishnah. Get pasha eidav mitoichoi, mekosho eidav me'achoiro. So the Mishnah here, Mechash to us, there's a new type of star, new type of get. It's called a get mekusha. And we'll see if there's a makar from the pasuk or it's a takar in the rabban. We'll see in the Gemara. But there's something called a get pashut or a get mekusha, a tied get, a bound get. So get pashut, edom mitaycha. A get, that's a pashut get, edom mitaycha, which means the edom are written at the end of the words of the get, which has a tayrif and a tayfis. At the end of it is written, is signed the signatures. In the front of the page, mekusher, the bound get edov ma'achayrov, edov in the back. We have to know what it means in the back. I have a plegus in the Gemara, but the basic idea of a get mekusher is that you wrote a line, then you skipped a line. You wrote a line, then you skipped a line. Now, on the empty space, you folded the get and you bound it. You tied it at every open space. Like the open space is over the written space, or the written space over the open space, they both fold over each other, and you sign that. Then you write on the next open space, you leave another open space, and you fold it again. Now you signed the Edom somewhere. We'll see in the Gemara Machlokes, but the pastures, you signed it on the outside. You signed it, let's say, behind the Ksav, or behind the empty space, on the outside of the Shtar, on the outside of the Get. So that's Get Mekusher, where it's tied. And the get pasha means a flat get where you sign at the end of the get. So get pasha edem b'teich and get mekusher edem ma'achayrov. What happens if you have a pashut shekosvu edem ma'achayrov? You have a get pasha that you signed edem behind the ksav, or mekusher, a bound get shekosvu edem b'teich. You signed the signatures at the end of the, in the front of the get, at the end of the words. Shnai, at the end of the text. Shnai and Pesulim, they're both possible because he did it shaloi kedin. You did a shloike tikkun chachamim, and if this thing is a shtar chayiv, you won't be able to collect from the kuchos. If it's a get isha, you won't be able to divorce someone with it. That means get pasha, get mekusher is sai by gittin, sai by shtar chayiv. You could write a shtar mekusher for a shtar chayiv, but then it has to be done correctly. It has to have the edim in the right place. If the edim are in the wrong place, they're both possible.
What constitutes the get pasha, get mekusher? Is that just skipping lines?
Skipping lines, you write.
Like,
no, skipping lines, you're tying it and you're supposed to sign in the back. And we'll see another halacha also, there's even amount of edom also. There's a few nafkaminas. When we finish Mishnah, we'll try to work out all the nafkaminas. There's another nafkaminas also, there's man, there's a few different nafkaminas. The Mishnah doesn't say there's a man part, but it's a voyeur somewhere in the Gemara that the zman is a different time also. Rabbi Chamir Megamil Aymer, mekusher. Shekosvu edav mitaycha kosher. We're going to argue. He says, if you have a mekusher that you wrote the edim mitaycha, it's kosher. Why? Because you could actually make it into a pashut. So it means that you wrote a get, you skipped every other line, and you're planning, and you bound it. You plan on binding it. Either you bound it, you plan on binding it, and then you wrote on the bottom of it the signatures. So now it's not a kosher get. So what's the Eitzah? It's a big deal. Undo the knots, flatten it out. Now you have a beautiful get. I can ask me, you have a bunch of empty lines. You have a bunch of empty lines now. You have every other line is empty. So Tosfos in Kedushin asks Kasha, and he brings up two terutzim. We'll say the first terutz. The first terutz he says like this: Ein lochush sheyesh seifrim harbe. He brings up from Rashi. This terutz says Ein lochush seifrim harbe sheeinom umnim l'seder ksivasom. They're very not neat anyway. And umanichin avir ben hashitas. They always leave out avir ben hashitas. That's how the Tosfos in Kedushin Taka says that even though there's extra lines there, it happens. People's not so neat. It could happen. It's not a kasha. There's extra lines. It's not called a get kareach. Actually, the Tosfos of Rosh, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but he asks for a kasha on the Rashbam's shot and get pashut. The kasha le perushoi dim kain heich ka'amar Rav Chanina shemekush yochal as the pashut v'aloi nikar achelik acholok shven shit lo shita rim tzimashun v'shar shtar as pshutim. Tosfos of Rosh asks for a kasha. But we're saying the Tosfos Teretz in Pesach Kedushin is because it's sometimes normal to have empty space. As you can see, it wasn't so simple how a shtar makusha looked. We have a chalukos in the Gemara, and we also have here a Tosfos Rosh and a Rashbam trying arguing what it looked like. The reason is because already in the time of Tanoim, they stopped using a get pashut, and maybe a get makusha. Stopped using get makusha today for sure. They don't know what it looks like, and maybe we'll speak out of Tosfos when we learn Tafkos Samach Beis that talks about this Indian. So we have over here so far that the Tanakhama says if you write it the wrong way, it's possible. Rav Chanina says you can take a makusha, turn into a pasul. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, I call kumin gamdina. Everything's kumin gamdina. Now get another halacha about get pasul, get makusha. Get pasul edav b'shnayim. A get pasul has two witnesses. Or makusha v'shloisha has three edim. Three edim, and the response speaks out that you need as many edim that it should be. You shouldn't have roiv open spaces. So unless you have five open spaces, then three eidim is sufficient. Or if you have four open spaces, then three eidim is sufficient. But open space means there's a line, open space. Line, even on the inside, when you're starting in the back, it can't have more open spaces than eidim. You can't have more than roiv. That has to be...
You have 10 lines if there's 6 eidim?
You have to have 6 eidim, yes. Yeah, 10 open lines. You have to have 6 eidim. But it makes a minimum of 3. You need 3 for sure. This is the Rashbam speaks out in the longer Rashbam. He speaks this out. That you have to have, it will be a get kareach if not. He says in the Lashon over there, well, vachlo yikasharim beruvam me'edav. The knots, which is where you fold over the empty spots, shlo yikasharim beruvam me'edav. Ketam shaz gittin, the havalei kareach. Should have more kasharim than edav. See, we have to see what that means exactly. As we go along, we'll see more. But like upon him, it could be means even more. Every open space needs an aid, it could be. Every open space needs aid. But like upon him, our Mishnah is not handling that. Our Mishnah is handling how many aid we need minimum. You need minimum of 3 aid. Pasha chakasa by aid echod, makush kasa by aid, stay absolum. If a pasha only has 1 aid, which is obviously obvious, that if only has 1 aid, it's possible. You need 2 aid. But a pasha chakasa by aid echod, 1 aid, makush kasa by aid, stay absolum, they are both pasha. They are both pasha in such a case, that in that case, they're pasha.
Now, why does a makush need?
No, right. See, why need 3 Eidim?
Yeah.
It's a part of the Karan Darabanan. Maybe it's a Pasuk. We'll see. Maybe it's a Pasuk that needs 3 Eidim. I've seen the Gemara. Either a Pasuk or part of the Karan Darabanan. And that I'm saying that the empty spaces, it could be, as a Shaila had to learn, it could be, even every empty space needs an Eid. It could be it's called a Get Kareach. If not, it's a Sugi in Gittin. But Get Kareach, we're not going to get into that now. But what we come up with the mission is like this. Number one is that the difference in a Get Pashut and a Get Mekusha is if the Eidim are on the Metoichai or the Ma'achayrav. That's number one. Not an afkmina is if you need 2 or 3. That's not an afkmina. And the third afkmina is that you have to tie it. It has to be tied. It has to be tied down. Every has to be tied down. And you have to leave that open space. That's not a halacha. It's a whole different get than a get pashut. And again, this is also negeya shtorei chayv besides 4 gittin.
What's the point of
the get pashut? So we're going to see that right away in the Gemara. Not immediately. We won't stop here because we don't want to keep anyone in suspense. We'll start right away. Not immediately. What's the makar? Zok the bottom Rashbam. Not immediately. Just shame the stars. Chalukin zemizeb. Eidim v'kisha. Like, who said there's two types of stars? So Gemara is going to bring down three psukim and dashim, and then these halachas. And then the Gemara is going to come out. Maybe it's not a pasuk. Omrach ani dom akra. And the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Sodois by kesef yiknu v'kasoy v'sefer v'chasoyim v'hoyid eidim. This is talking about right before the Churban Habayis. And Yirmiyahu Hanavi was telling Klal Yisrael, you're going to go into Galus, but it's not for good. You're going to be back. And you're back in 70 years. And to show you have a Munah that it's going to be back, we're going to be back. Everyone should buy properties and make sure you have a shtar, because for 7 years you're not going to be there. Make sure you have a shtar in order to prove that you bought this property. So it's because everyone should go buy sadais, v'kasoy, v'seif, v'chosoyim, v'hoy deidim. So we dash like this. So this because of Yiknu, that means that it works for Kenyan Kesef. So we learn out from here that Karka is Niknu v'kesef. V'kasoy v'seifer, and you write in a shtar, ze pashut. That's a simple star, like a sefer. A sefer is a scroll, simple star. V'chasoyim, that's referring to Zem Mekusher. That's talking about a star Mekusher. Chasoyim is mashma, something that's rolled up and tied up. So that's what it means in Mekusher. Then it says, V'ha'ed Edim. Ha'ed is Shnayim, because we know that every time it says the word Eid, it means two. Until it says, Eid Echad. Lo Yokum Eid Echad B'ish Shechal Oven, Pasuk says. If it doesn't say Eid Echad, Eid means Shnayim. So Eid means Shnayim. Eidim means shloisha. So it's stira. The two eidim and three eidim. Okay, tzad, shnayim lepashut, shloisha lemekusher. So we have in this pasuk something called a pashut, that's sefer, chasoyim is mekusher, ha'ed and eidim, and we figured out that shnayim lepashut, shloisha lemekusher. Maybe the opposite. Maybe a pashut is three and a mekusher is two. Hepechano. Metoyosha, shraba b'ksharav, nisraba b'eidav. Since it has more ksharim, like the Rashbam says, shehichmer b'yakosha v'triach lasis kashurim, once you machmer to have more nuts to be bound, you also add on the edim. So far, Rav from Amma, Rav says this pasuk. From this following pasuk, the pasuk says, "Va'eka also pasuk Yirmiyo, va'eka chaseifa amikne esa chosum hamitzvah va'achukim v'esa goli." That's lashon pasuk. So we had one pasuk part of Yirmiyo that was the first drasha. Rav has a different pasuk in Yirmiyo, a different drasha. The drasha goes like this: Ve'ekach ha'sefer ha'mikne. Again, sefer is a pashut. Es ha'chosum zeh mekusher. Ve'es ha'golui, the means the open space. Zeh pashut shib mekusher. That's referring to the pashut of the mekusher, that the toifis is written in a mekusher is written the same way as the pashut. As a regular get pashut. So a get mekusher has a certain element that is a get pashut, is the regular part. It seems like it's saying that the regular, the standard, every shtar has a standard that you don't have to fill in. You don't have to fill in the name and the father's name of the, let's say the ish, the isha, the place, the zman, the if any amounts there of money put in there. All those things are called a tarif. The tarif is the standard part of the shtar. It says in every single star. It's the standard part of the star. That part of the star does not have to be Mekusher. That part of the star could be regular. So that's referring to the Pashut Shem Mekusher, which is written, it's the same thing that like a regular Pashut. So it's the Pashut Shem Mekusher. HaMitzvah V'achukim Eilu Dvarim Shem Pashut Mekusher. HaMitzvah V'achukim sounds like there's different dinim. So the Chluki dinim. That's referring to the differences between Pashut and Mekusher, or Ketzad, and we figure out, we don't pause and say it, but we figure out the differences are what? Zeid of Shnayim, Zeid of Shloisha. Zeid of Metaychav, Zeid of Mecharav. These nafkminas that this one has two Eidim, this three Eidim, this one has Eidim Metaychav, Zeidim Mecharav. Ve'epechano, say the opposite. Metaychav, Shrav, Beksharav, since it has nuts, we machmer it to make it, to tie it in Shrav, Be'edim. So here's the second drasha. Roy Mecheska means the third drasha, and this is from Metaychav. Ra'im by Yecheskel Amahachad. Makar for get mekusher is from this pasuk. Apishnayim edim or apishloisha edim yokum dava. Famous pasuk. The pasuk says that two edim or three edim is sufficient. So what's two edim? Which one? Two or three? If it's two, of course three edim work. It's chlamasayim ala. So we darshin. Remember Yecheskel darshin at least. In the sky, you may do some mishnayim. This part of the question: sky, you may do some mishnayim. Lo, part of shloisha. If you can have eidim with two, why need three? Lo, imalach shnayim lepashut shloisha lemekusher. That a get pashut is two, and a mekusher is three. Neipechana, maybe three eidim is for the regular star and two eidim for the mekusher. Metayuch shrav mekusharav, neshrav beidim. So here, since you machmir that to tie it, so you machmir eidim. So we have here three different drushes for get. Mekusher and get pashut. And right now, what it mean is that everyone has option. You want to use get mekusher, you get mekusher, yeah, option. There's some differences. Yeah, it's a little harder to make get mekusher. You have to tie it. You have to have three edim, or whatever you want. Either way. So Brother Mara asks, these three psukim are not extra at all. There is no, you have no right to make this drasha. Are these drashas coming? The also is, are they coming for get pasha to get mekusha? Kol chad v'chad amilso da'asa. All three psukim are for their own. The own purpose. They're not for the purpose of this. Not extra. They're serving a purpose as is. Look at Tanya. Look at the Brisa. The pasuk says sodas because of yeknu v'kasoy v'sev v'chasoyim. Yirmiyahu tells the yidden to buy sodas and write it in a shtar. Why? Eitza toyev k'mashkon. It's a good eitza. You're going to come back after 7 years. They're not going to know if you. They're not going to know if it's yours or not. And even more, the pasuk goes further and says v'nasatem b'klicheres. The Kli Cheres, Leman Yamdu Yom Rabim. It's clear what the purpose was. Put in the Kli Cheres for a long time, and clear the purpose was to have it when you come back. So it's not extra Pasuk teaches about getting Kush, get Pashut. It's Pashut telling you what to do. Buy your Sadas, write it in a Sefer, and Chasoyim, and tie it up, and sign it, and tie it up, and Eitza Tavik Mashallah. Ve'ekach HaSefer Mikneh, Hakei Ava Maisa. Also, when he says Ve'ekach HaSefer Mikneh, it's telling a story, and take it, and do it, and put it away. So it's also part of the story. It's not an extra pasuk. Aya pishnai edim or shloisha edim. That's the halakha shloisha shnayim. When plukta Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, Mishnah Maseches Makkos, that learns out from this psukim that your makkos 2 to 3. For example, one man the Amid there holds that if you make them edim zaimim, you can make all three be chayiv kasha zomim. Even though you don't need 3 edim, all you need is 2. The chiddush is any group of edim come together, then you can make them all edim zaimim. That's one upshotim. Another upshot in the Tana there is that. 2 Edom can be Mazim, 3 Edom, that's the Hekesh, even though there's 3 Edom, it's better than 2, but 2 can be Mazim, 3. So by Akapanim, we learn how to draw from the Pasuk. It's not extra for get Mekusha, get Pasuk. So what's trying to get Mekusha? El Mekusha from the Rabbanon. It's only a Takana the Rabbanon that get Mekusha. The Kroya Smachta Ba'amah, the Pesukim are just a Smachta. But time am I to Kin Rabbanon Mekusha. Why did Chazal make a Takana something called a get Mekusha? The story was, Asu the Kahani Haba, there was a city full of Kahanim, Vava Kapti Tuva. They didn't have any patience, they used to get angry at their wives often. Umigash and Ashayu, they used to divorce their wives. And once they divorce the wife, they're stuck. Even though they want to return their own wife, they're not allowed to marry a Grusha. So once they divorce the wife, it's over, it's done. And that was a big problem because they had a short temper and they got angry and they gave a get. So therefore, Avdir Abaran Takanta, Balaam of the Kanta, that they made it the comment that when you write a get for a Kayin, it has to be a get Mekusha. Now, a get Mekusha takes a while. First of all, you need 3 Edom. So you have to vet 3 Edom, first of all, and you have to start tying up the star. It takes a while. By that time, it'll calm down. So therefore, they were masakin, this didn't call the get Mekusha. Now, the Gemara's Kashi is Hotainach Gittin. Storis Mayik Lameimar. That's good why you made it to come for Gittin, but why would Storis have a get Mekusha? Mara says, they show you Tachle and Gittin and Staris. We don't have a difference between Gittin and Staris. So we have to speak out a few things here. First of all, Yesh Lachkar, this Takana, was only for Kahanim. And number two, was it only in that town? That's the question. It was only in that town, Asher Kahanim. So Taisus on top says like this. We'll read the whole Taisus. Taisus on top of Rome is like this. Masaf Kalom is Manazah, because Shekoyim Megarish Ishtoy. Today, and this is in the 1200s. When the Megarish, the wife, a Kohen, so he's right away, he assumes it's Dafka for a Kohen, that's partial. But there's a Kohen, you need to get Mekusha. And Mitzorah glass of Mekusha, can we take out the Kohen of Mashma? Shein Legarish, give him Mekusha. Pasha, the Kohen sounds like Dafka Mekusha. So what do you do with Zvanazah? And he knew it was Zvanazah, they didn't use Mekusha. So Zog Toys is Zachal, Fisha ain't on a Mekian boy, since we're not Baki in a Star Mekusha, we don't know exactly how to do it. But we don't know Klar how to do it. Nachon Yoiser is Oktaisvis La Asoisay Pasha Shukal Yoiser. It's better to just do a get Pasha, which also works for the Abed, because it's easier to do correctly. That's one Cheshbon. He says Inambi another Cheshbon. Loi Tekin Rabbanon Kim Baisay Makon. He says that the whole Tekana was in that place. That asked not Evi Koyin in that place. He made a Tekana. And the real Emer, the Kinu Rabbanon Mekusha, Lo Yishei Choy V'Las Hashes Kain. Elektish Lo Yisidun Shleim Haskinu Las Kain. And the reason is Tamuz that the whole Tekana wasn't a Choy anyway. It was just that they shouldn't divorce the wife. Yeah, it was the Eitz Taiva, it wasn't the Mamish. So it comes that that's why today we don't write Get Mekusha. Now the next Taisus discusses. So Agamara says, why do you have the Tekana by Shtar Choy? Shlei Tachle. What's wrong with Tachle? Taisus two Pshatim. Pshat number one is Taisus. She'im tifsa lana b'staros. If you say there's no such thing as a star mekusher by a star choyv, they're not going to believe that a get it good either. Also mifsa afagitin. Therefore, you have to say a document can be tied, and once it can be tied, so then you'll believe that it's kosher by a get. One shot. Inami iloy avistar choyv mekusher. Also she anich lasu afagitin. They'll forget about the whole thing. They'll forget about the whole thing. But toyv lasu mekusher yasu afagitin. So that's what he says. Two pshatim. What it means shaloi taflik.